Anna at School by Anya Kemmerzell. Anna is particularly looking forward to school this morning because today is show and tell. All the children bring their favorite toys and then photos are taken and stuck onto a large poster. This is called a collage. "See you later," shouts Dad, but Anna is already rushing onto the schoolyard where Nikki and Tom are waiting for her. "What did you bring?" asks Tom. "Oscar," says Anna and points to her bag. Full of admiration, she stares at Tom's vampire teeth. Then the bell rings for first period. Nikki, Tom, and Anna walk into the 1C classroom together. Mrs. Kimmel, the class teacher, has already hung the huge white poster on the wall. "I'm very excited to see your favorite toys," she says. "Let's get started right away. Faye, what have you brought?" "I love playing with angel hair," explains Faye, stroking a small white pony with a pink mane. Mona has already unpacked her Polaroid camera and takes a photo of Faye and Angel Hair. Unfortunately, Tom runs through the picture because he wants to see if he can suck blood from Angel Hair. "Leave my pony alone," screeches Faye. "Enough now," orders Mrs. Kimmel. "You take your seat immediately, Tom." Now it's Emma's turn. "I've brought my water pistol," says Emma. "Can I fill it with water now?" "No," answers Mrs. Kimmel firmly. Anna speaks up. "I can't find Oscar, Mrs. Kimmel." "That's not fair," grumbles Emma. "A water pistol has to have water in it." "No water, Emma. That's my final word," says Mrs. Kimmel. "Something's jumping." Nikki suddenly shouts, pointing. Anna jumps up immediately. "It must be Oscar," she says. "We have to catch Oscar," says Anna. "He's never been to school before, and he's probably scared." The children run all over the classroom looking for Oscar. "Who on earth is Oscar?" shouts Mrs. Kimmel. "Well, my frog, of course," replies Anna. "That's just unfair," Emma continues to grumble. "You're allowed to bring a frog, and I'm not even allowed to put water in my water pistol." "Anna, really?" Mrs. Kimmel scolds. "You were supposed to bring your favorite toy, not your favorite animal." "But Animal Trainer is my favorite game," explains Anna. "And that only works with Oscar. He can do really great somersaults, with two twists in the air." "I can do that too," says Nikki. "Should I show you?" He jumps onto his chair. "No, Nikki, you should not," shouts Mrs. Kimmel, clapping to get the class's attention. "What a mess. Simon, I see you've brought a butterfly net. Please give it to me. I'm sure we can catch Oscar with it." Anna is impressed. Quite clever, her teacher. "Nope," says Simon. "That's mine. I'm not giving it away. My dad said it was really expensive." "Simon, I really think I can catch this frog faster than you," says Mrs. Kimmel. "Nope, definitely not," says Simon. "I see him," Anna calls out, "right next to your bag." "Indeed," says Mrs. Kimmel. "Go slowly, otherwise he'll jump away again." Simon pushes past Anna, and before Oscar knows what's happening, he's sitting in Simon's butterfly net. "Well done," says Mrs. Kimmel. But when Anna suggests that Oscar do his somersaults now, Mrs. Kimmel waves her off. "No way. Oscar's going in a jar so that he doesn't escape again." She looks at the big clock in the classroom, "and we've got to hurry up a bit so that we can finish the collage today." "So," asks Dad on the way home, "how was your day at school?" "Great," says Anna, "but Mrs. Kimmel thinks we've had enough show and tell for this week, so we'll start with the alphabet tomorrow."